received to start the third quarter. BG's in the white tops, the navy blue pants, and the navy blue helmet. And Delhi is in their traditional all maroon with the white helmet and the white trim. And they will go left to right to start off this third quarter. So here we go. Hallequist, let's see if he boots this one far. And he does. Boy, this one is going to take a long bounce and hit in the back of the end zone and pop out. So what a weapon to have for the Bobcats.
Why would you not kick it these, Nate?
Yeah.
Really? This is amazing. I'm sitting here going, wow, that's just, I mean, carries the goal line.
Yeah.
In the air the whole way. Unbelievable.
I mean, we're so used to seeing the squib
pooch.
Kick,
yep, yeah.
As we call it, or the pooch.
Yeah.
And, you know, that creates a lot of problems for teams. Mm-hmm. But this is another great weapon to have, just a different way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Give the ball to the team on their own 20.
So thanks for joining us today. Nate Lowell and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Our producer, Jim Tamayo, back in our Main Street Sydney studios. Appreciate Jim hanging out with us today and making sure everything goes smoothly. So Delhi will start first and 10 on their own 20, going left to right. Aloisio, their star wide receiver, split out to the right. Kraft is in the backfield. And here is the snap, and they'll hand off to Griswold will hand off, to Gullo. Cuts outside, and maybe a gain of 3. Had to work hard for it. BG pushes them out of bounds.
Yeah, nice little play right there, and nice little cut outside to get that extra yard. Actually, I think he got up to almost 5 by the spot on the box. Yeah, second down and 5.
So a second and 5. Gullo gets a little more than we anticipated there. And let's see what quarterback Mike Griswold can do. Can he get some points on the board? This would be big on the first drive of the third
absolutely
quarter.
Absolutely, it would be absolutely huge.
And so they break the huddle, walk up to the line here. Kraft and Gullo in the backfield once again. Aloisio split out to the left side here. Will Brannigan to the right. Kraft is in motion. This could be that play we saw before where he went out, and now a flag on the play. And we'll see. It's a false start against the Delhi Bulldogs. I think BG noticed that Kraft was moving into that wide receiver tight end type position. Maybe Delhi jumped the gun, though.
Yeah, I don't know if that was what got it or not, but, you know, it obviously came shortly after he came to a set position there, and the umpire threw that flag, blew his whistle, and just moved him back to the original line of scrimmage, so now it's second down and 10.
So a second and 10. They ran a play in the first half, and we thought maybe we'd see it again, where Kraft came out of the backfield, lined up as almost a tight end on the line, took off, and they just overthrew him a little bit on the first play. Otherwise, it would have been a huge monster play. And here it is. They bring him out of the backfield. He lines up along the left side of the line. Griswold will hand off to Gullo. Gullo cuts back to the outside. BG harassing him in the backfield. Gullo makes a nice cut, maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage and one. But he had to go from the left all the way back to the right side to do it.
Yeah, he did a lot of running right there for just a yard or yard and a half gain. And brings up third down and 8.
So clock continuing to move here, early third quarter. Thanks for tuning in today. A 17-0 lead for the BG Bobcats over the Delhi Bulldogs from Dave Kelly Field, Delaware Academy, right next to us here at Dave Kelly Field. A 3rd and 8 coming up for the Bulldogs, who have started the season 0-2, their first two games on the road at Harper's Alafton and at Tioga. So the schedule has not been kind, and they're trying to reverse their fortunes here today. Here's Griswold on a 3rd and 8. Let's see if the Bulldogs go to the air. They will. Throws to Will Brannigan. No, tipped and intercepted by Cody Ferreira at the 25. Great field position for BG. Guess that answers our question. Ferreira's okay.
Yeah, I guess he's back in the game and comes back with a vengeance. Makes the tip on the pass and makes the interception as well. So nice job, Cody.
Big-time interception there for Cody Ferreira. And this gives BG some wonderful field position as they go right to left. They will start on the Delhi 26.
Well, 5 more yards, they're in Halquist's field goal range.
Yeah. We talked about that before as they were making a drive at the end of the second quarter. If they could have gotten a little farther, they could have at least attempted it
because
of the leg that he has.
And the wind, because that is the way it was blowing. So
1st and 10 for BG. 11 minutes to go, third quarter. Hallequist will hand off to Bavar. He hits the hole right up the middle, 20, down to about the 17-yard line. So a good pickup of about 8 yards here for BG on 1st and 10.
Yeah, a little quick hitter for Ben Knott right off the tackle on the left-hand side and made a couple guys miss and then finished off the run going forward.
Clock continues to move down to 10.5 to go, third quarter. Again, the Bobcats with a 17-0 lead here on the road, trying to move to 2-0. Their week one win was against Whitney Point. They had last week off, and so they had a lot of time to prepare for Delhi, and it appears that it's really paying off here today. Hand off to Petrattoni. Sweeps to the left side. He's down to the 10. Petrattoni to the 5. He's in. And a Bainbridge-Guilford touchdown is second of the day for Nick Petrattoni.
Nice little play right there. Petrattoni made a nice cut inside and then right back outside almost immediately to get to the pylon and score the 6.
So Petrattoni about a 15-yard run. And Hallequist will come in for the extra point. So the interception by Cody Ferreira, and about 3 plays later, they cash it in here for Bainbridge-Guilford. Hallequist will set up for the kick, and also got to credit Evan Heiser, who's doing a nice job on these holds for Bainbridge-Guilford.
Doing a great job.
Waiting for the snap.
Takes the snap, the hold, and the kick.
Snap was high, but he gets the hold. It's up, and it is good. He's 3 for 3 on extra points today, plus he's got the field goal. And Bainbridge-Guilford with a 24-0 lead with 10:15 to go in the third quarter. We'll be right back. Saturday afternoon football on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
At Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, we get some of the most loyal customers anywhere. Many are 2, 3, 4, and 5-time buyers or more. The reasons vary, from the familiar faces they see here to the excellent service and courtesies like pickup and delivery on the day of that service, from the financing assistance to the hassle-free rentals. Some have even said they like our coffee. Whatever the reason or reasons, these loyal customers mean the effort is always worth it. See exactly why at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we value each and every customer, each and every day.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
So Eric Gullo will field the Trevor Hallequist kickoff here, runs it back out to the 20, and is taken down there, as well as the official over on the far side, who got a little too close to the play there. So 10:05 to go, third quarter, 24-0 lead after the second touchdown of the day for Nick Petrattoni after a Cody Ferreira interception for BG.
Yeah, that was the first time the ball didn't get to the end zone. It was just right about the 5-yard line, and Gullo made a nice return out to the 20. That's where they'll take over first and 10.
The official appears
Looks
to be okay.
The umpire.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the umpire and the crew today, and he just went for a little ride.
Yep. So just got a little too close to the tackle there. And, well, he paid for it that time.
Yeah.
So 24-0, Bainbridge-Guilford on top.
Crafty would have been because he threw
oh,
that
my goodness.
Penalty.
Yeah. Well, if Kraft had fallen into him,
yeah,
I think we would have the ambulance
yeah,
out
we
here.
We probably would have been a little while
Holy
before he got
smokes.
Back up.
Kraft, again, as we said, 6'4", about 275, and he is built, that's for sure. 10 minutes to go, third quarter. They'll hand off to Gullo on a first and 10, and the BG defense collapsing down here. Adam Ives in on the tackle for the Bobcats with 9:55 to go, third quarter. BG 24, Delhi nothing.
Again, the Bobcats, or excuse me, the Bulldogs still continue to run over big number 70 on the right-hand side of the tackle spot, and he's just taking his person and just taking him down the field, so that's not a bad plan, believe me.
And again, as we said, a nice day with some cool breeze here, but definitely hot down on the field,
yeah.
So we'll see how conditioning plays into the second half, too. Last drive was the third turnover of the day by Delhi. They've had 2 fumbles and now an interception. Ferreira picking up that last interception. Griswold back to throw. He's going to toss one up, and he's got Will Brannigan complete out to midfield. Breaks a tackle. Breaks 2 tackles. Brannigan still on his feet and down to the 40-yard line here as Ferreira brings him down. But Will Brannigan, with a big-time catch there, was about good for 10 yards and then got it out to the 40 and a flag on the play.
Flag
I think it's going to be against
back.
BG.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there, but it is way back and by the line of scrimmage almost.
So the white hat official over having a little conference here with just about 9 minutes to go in this third quarter. BG on top of Delhi 24-0.
Did you see the flag? Because I never saw it. I was watching the pass, and the run after the catch was really good. Oh, no.
Oh, it's going to be against Delhi.
Ineligible
Boy,
receiver downfield.
That's tough. So what was about a 40-yard reception is negated.
Yeah, that's awful.
I thought maybe the flag was going to be on the tackle. I thought Ferreira.
Yeah, I was gonna say, got him up a little high.
There.
I was going to say the same thing, but it was so far back towards the line of scrimmage. I was like, oh my goodness, I don't know what the heck this could be.
Yeah.
But
Ferreira,
I didn't watch it either.
Ferreira almost looked like a kind of a horse collar. I thought maybe they would call.
Yep. Nope. You're right. That was a good analogy of it.
But boy, so an ineligible receiver downfield negates probably the biggest play for Delhi on offense today, and brings them back for a 2nd and 5. So they go left to right. Ball is about on their own 25-yard line as they break the huddle. See if they can do it again. That was a great pass there from Griswold. Just laid it up where only his man could get it, and then Brannigan broke a couple of nice tackles, including one by Bavar. You don't see that often.
Yeah, no, you don't usually see him miss.
And he broke into BG territory, but it was all for nothing. So they're trying to get the official spot of the ball here, and they will walk it off. So it's going to move from the 25 back to about the 20-yard line.
So that'll bring up 3rd and 10. Or 2nd and 10.
Second and 10, sorry.
So
a 2nd and 10 here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Let's see if they can get the offense going again. Kraft moves into the tight end position from the backfield. Gullo is in the backfield. They throw over the middle. Pass is complete here to Noah Shambaugh, but maybe only a gain of about 2 or 3.
Yeah, Shambaugh with a little pop pass right over top of the line. And when I say pop pass, quarterback is not a big guy. He's definitely got to stand up on his tippy toes to get that ball over that line. So, yeah, nice little play on 2nd down. Got about 2 or 3 yards and brings up 3rd and 5.
Yeah, Mike Griswold, 5'9", listed at 130 pounds. That's tough.
He's smaller than I was.
Yeah, he's taking some hits, and it's tough because he can't see over the line all that well. But he's doing a nice job. Tough to replace a guy that they've had the last couple of years in Brannigan. 8:20 to go here in the third quarter. Yeah, Ben Brannigan was fantastic the last few years. Here's a little pass from Griswold to Gullo. Cuts the corner to the 30, 35 before he's roped out of bounds at about the 36-yard line. That's going to be good for a first down, it looks like, for D.A.
Nice little swing pass out to your athlete, and he made a nice little run after the catch and got the first down yardage. So ball will be spotted on the 35-yard line of the Bulldogs.
He has worked really hard for the yards that he's gotten today. And especially that one will be a 1st and 10 here as Delaware Academy goes left to right. They'll have it at their own 35-yard line. So we come up on 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. BG is in the driver's seat right now with a 24-0 advantage. They'll hand off to Gullo again. He cuts back left wing side, drives the pile forward for about 3 yards before he's brought down by Ben Bavar.
Yep, nice little play right there by Delhi to get some nice positive yards on 1st down, 2nd down and 6.
You just get the sense if they could get one of these big plays to stick and get some points on the board, it would certainly change the momentum. But BG is just doing a nice job of keeping it simple and making the plays they need to play.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it too, Nate, because I'll tell you, that's all they're doing. They're just, you know, making sure they don't get beat deep, and, you know, they're just keeping everything in front of them.
Petrotoni and Hallequist have done a good job in the secondary as well, shutting down any long passes to Aloisio. They'll try to go to Nate Kraft here. They split him out. He's at the 45 to the 50, and Kraft is finally knocked out of bounds by Petrotoni, but a good block enabled him to get the first down and move the chains.
Yeah, a good block, and it was on Ben Bavar by Aloisio with an absolute perfect block, and freed Kraft to get down the sideline and get the first down yardage.
That's the thing about Kraft. If they can get him the ball in space, very, very tough to bring down.
Yeah, definitely because of the size. I don't know if he's really that fast, but
sure,
I'll tell you what, it's going to take 2 or 3 to get him down.
Right, at this level.
Yeah.
You know, when you got the secondary running around at 130, 140 pounds.
Yeah.
Trying
to tackle 270.
But, you know, Kraft has had a tough day with the 2 fumbles. In the first half, but boy, you know, his heart was in the right place on both of those.
Oh, yeah,
he was leaning for that extra yard.
Trying to get the extra yardage.
7:20 to go in this third quarter. BG leads Delhi 24-0, a 1st and 10 as DA goes left to right. They're in BG territory. Aloisio looked like he was going to throw. Now he's going to take off. Flag on the play. Cuts back 45. Another flag. Fumble. And it looks like he's able to scoop it up, but we'll clean up the mess with all the yellow hankies on the field here.
And a lot of times that's what happens when you have cutbacks like that, you know, runners that are cutting back against the grain like that, you're going to get, inevitably, you're going to get somebody that blocks in the back. We'll see what they got on this play. There's a couple flags on the field.
So a little conference by the officials here, and I believe this one will probably be coming back. Yes, the false start on Delhi, and then a block in the back on Delhi as well.
Wow.
So this will bring them back quite a bit.
They call that, and they show that as the false start, but if it's false start, the play should never even go.
Sure. So legal procedure.
It must be, they're saying it's the same signal, so maybe it's like the shift or the legal procedure or whatever. I think they need to work on that. I think they need to give us a more clear signal for both of those so
True.
We know exactly what we're calling up here.
First and 10 on a nice play there, probably picked up 2-3 yards.
Yeah.
Will really hurt Delhi, take them out of BG territory and all the way back to their own 38, it looks
wow.
like. So a tough play there. And I understand what you're trying to do. You're trying to get Aloisio the ball. And, you know, they were able to do that there, but in the process, two penalties bring him back, so a first and 20.
Yeah, and he definitely had room to go, too. You know, it's just like, you know, but all that moving right and left and everything, it's just easy to do, and they got him.
So Griswold under center as Delaware Academy goes left to right, needs to throw again, finds Aloisio, complete at the 40, up to the 45 before he's brought down by Bavar. Good tackle there by Ben Bavar to bring down the shifty Christian Aloisio.
Yeah, very nice tackle, solo tackle by Ben Bavar right in the middle of the field and open field with Aloisio. I'll tell you what, there's not many kids in this area that want to see that man coming at him in an open field.
No, very shifty, willing to do the juke or the spin move and can make you look silly in a heartbeat. So 6.5 to go, third quarter, BG. Pitching a shutout so far, 24-0 on the road here at Dave Kelly Field, home of the DA Bulldogs. Bulldogs trying to get some points on the board here on their first drive of the third quarter. Kraft is in the backfield, as well as quarterback Mike Griswold. But it looks like they're going to go to the direct snap here to Nate Kraft, and they do. He runs to the left side. He's going to pick up some good yardage here to the 50, past the first down. No, up to about the 44-yard line here. So on third and 20, he's going to pick up about 15, I'd say.
Yeah, nice job right there. And, you know, they're back into BG territory. Now, they've been into BG territory, I think, two or three times already today and have had unfortunate turnovers. So hopefully they can take this one to the house.
So I gave him a little extra credit there. It looks like he picked up about 10 instead of 15. So a third and 9 coming for the Delhi Bulldogs with 5:25 to go, third quarter. They trail 24-0 here in their home opener against the BG Bobcats. So let's see what they can do here on a third and 9 as they got to try to get some points on the board here in this third frame. Kraft in the backfield. Looks like they're going to do that direct snap again in the Wildcat. Two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. Kraft looking like he's going to throw, and he will. Tosses one out to the right wing, looking for Gullo in and out of his hands and out of bounds. And I think some Delhi officials on the sideline wanted some pass interference, but they won't get it.
Yeah, that was quite a bit of contact. Gullo was guarded on the play by Cody Ferreira, and it was right on the sideline, and I thought we had we had another penalty against Delhi.
Boy, the flag came out. I thought maybe that's what it was originally going to be for, but again, it goes against the Bulldogs.
Wow.
And turnovers and penalties are just killing Delhi today.
Shooting themselves in the foot.
And so what was a manageable third and 9 is going to get backed up again. So very tough drive here for DA.
Lamar declined it, so it is going to bring up fourth down and 9. Declined the penalty.
Hmm. So an interesting move there. I guess he's saying, hey, fourth down.
Come and beat us.
So a fourth and 9 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. 24-0 lead for BG over Delhi. And so the Bulldogs will set up here on this 4th and 9, and we'll see if they have to go back to the air again. Nice throw, though, by Kraft.
Yeah, it was a real nice throw.
He did have a touchdown throw in week 1 to Aloisio, about a 60-yarder against Harpersville Afton. So we know he does have a little bit of an arm, and he's back deep looking like he wants to punt. No, they're going to hand it right off to Gullo instead. Gullo cuts to the outside. Now he's going to toss one forward to Aloisio. It's complete at the 30, down to the 25-20. Aloisio sees daylight, and he is in for a Delhi Bulldogs touchdown.
Just before...
Oh, my goodness, it was close.
Yep, just before that play happened, I heard Coach Lorimer yell to his team, make sure they kick the ball. and they ran a little fake play right there. And I'm telling you, the pass that was made was so close to the line of scrimmage, we had to wait and see if the officials were going to say he was past it or not, but they were. They gave it to him. Touchdown, Bulldogs.
It looked like Kraft was going to punt. He was deep.
Yeah.
And it went right to Gullo. Gullo took off, and I thought he had to be very close,
real close
to the line of scrimmage. But he tossed one to Aloisio. He was in space, and he was off and good to go. So Delhi's Christian Aloisio with about a 40-yard touchdown catch, and it gets the Bulldogs on the board. So they're going for the extra point here. Griswold is going to kick, and this one is up and no good.
Wide right.
So it goes wide right with 4:50 to go, third quarter. It's BG 24, Delhi 6 for Tim Cutting. I'm Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We'll be back on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So a touchdown gets Delhi on the board, a fake punt, and the pass to Christian Aloisio, and he runs it in for pay dirt, but Delhi still finds themselves down 24-6 with 4:50 to go in the third quarter. Still a lot of football left to be played.
Who threw the ball?
Gullo.
Gullo, it was Gullo. Okay. So we had a lateral on the fake, and then Gullo ran it very close to the line of scrimmage and then just let it go at the last second, and then... Aloisio, is how you say it?
You got it.
Wow.
You attempted it.
I tried. What did I call him last year?
Everything.
I did.
Everything.
I did. I had a nickname, didn't I?
Oh, okay. They did have two officials, we're told, here in the booth, check to see if they went across the line. We thought it was pretty close.
It was close. It definitely was close.
But they let it go, and hey, the Bulldogs are on the board, so... I got pretty used to saying Aloisio's name during basketball season because they were a very good team winning the MAC championship. So
after my last effort, I'm going to call him CA.
Yeah, that's what we did last year, calling CA a lot. So here is Nate Kraft. Will we see an onside kick? They're going to attempt it, and a good smothering catch on the line here by BG. Great job by Patrick DeMichelle to just scoop it in, fall on it, and they will hold it there at midfield for BG.
Yeah, that was right at him all the way, and he did a nice job. Just like Nate said, just smothered the ball and just made sure he had both hands on it. And BG will take over first and 10 for their first possession of the second half, right?
No, second one.
Yep. Sorry.
They did score
That's
on the
right.
first one with Petrotoni.
Right. That's right. Second possession at midfield.
BG did chew some nice clock off there, and then the Delhi drive that just happened, they ate up some clock. So we'll see what the Bobcats do here. They're going to hand off, and a nice run down to the 40 to about the 36-yard line for Turzo. Alan Turzo moves the chains for BG.
Yeah, Delhi wasn't quite ready on that play. I don't know what was going on. They were all running into their spots as the ball was snapped. So that was an aided 10 yards right there by the Delhi Bulldogs not being ready for play.
So they will get the play from the sideline here. Clock moving down to 4.5 to go. Third quarter. BG on top, 24-6 on the road here at Delhi. First and 10 for BG as they go right to left. Hallequist standing on the DA 40. And the fake handoff here is going to end up going up the middle, I believe, with Bavar for a couple of yards here, maybe 3 or 4.
Yep, straight ahead with Ben Bavar and gets a nice little gain on first down. Manageable second down.
That's the thing. I mean, they have 3 or 4 guys who can run the ball. Hallequist can take off, so... A lot of different weapons on the ground here for BG.
Well, we used the terminology last night, running back by committee, and that's really what we're seeing here today with the Bobcats.
3:50 to go, third quarter. BG trying to work some clock here late in this third quarter. Hallequist waiting for the snap for Bainbridge Guilford. The quarterback here, a senior. Man is in motion. He's going to hand it off to Petrotoni, who sweeps from right to left. He'll push his way up to about the 30-yard line. So this will bring up about a third and five. Still manageable here for the Bobcats.
Yes, definitely manageable down in distance. And nice little run on second down by Petrotoni.
So again, BG at this point in the third with a comfortable 24-6 lead. Good field position, willing to just try to take some time off the clock.
Yeah, and that's not a bad thing because, like we said before, there's only one play clock on this field, and it's at the scoreboard, and it's a good thing that BG's headed that way right now because they can see it, and Trevor Hallequist is managing the game very well.
So Hallequist now watches the clock tick under 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Hand off to Bavar on third and five. Spinning his way forward, he's going to get the first down as he pushes the pile forward down to about the 25. Good hard-nosed running by Ben Bavar.
Yeah, that was a really nice run, and I'll tell you what, the last 2-3 yards of that were absolutely really tough because he was dragging a couple of Bulldogs with him, and I think two of them had a hold of him, and they kind of kept Ben up instead of taking him to the ground, and I think that's why Ben was able to get the first down.
So that clock continues to move. It's going to be the enemy now of the Delhi Bulldogs for the rest of this contest, and you know they're just going to have to find a way to either get turnovers and get the offense to convert here if they want to get back in this. Hallequist comes to the line on a first and 10 as BG goes right to left. He's in the shotgun. Ball is at the 25. Little fake handoff here. Turzo to the outside, and he'll get a nice run on first and 10. He's going to pick up about 8 yards on a little spin move to the right wing side.
I think he actually lost the ball, but I guess the referees are saying he was down when he lost the ball, so he gets the yardage to bring up second down and short two.
So a second and two coming up here for Bainbridge Guilford as they lead Delhi 24-6. And all Delhi can do is sit back and wait for BG to come out of the huddle as that clock continues to tick down. Second and two. Here's Hallequist. Going to look to the right side, hand off to Bavar. Bavar's going to get the first down, ripping his way forward down to about the 10-yard line. And again, move the chains here with a minute and a half to go in this third quarter. And BG on top 24-6.
Yeah, and they got inside the 10, so that'll be the first and goal to go.
Hand off to Bavar, stop by Velasquez.
Waiting for the play from the sideline here for the BG Bobcats. Thanks to all our listeners today listening in. Couldn't make the trip over to Delhi today. Always nice when you can stay home, keep up with the game. First and five here for BG. They're knocking on the door. Here's Turzo to the outside. Took a heck of a hit there from Aloisio. Held onto the bar, onto the ball, and it should be about a second and goal here for the Bobcats.
Yeah, the last yard and a half of his gain was because Aloisio just made him a jet plane. He did. He took him right off his feet on that tackle.
Was really looking to maybe pop that ball free, I think, too. So this will be, well, they're still saying about a second and five with 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Coach Lormer waiting to get the play in here, and with a lead like this, they are willing to take their time. Play comes in with Garrett Ives down to 30 seconds to go. So they will stay second and four here for the Bobcats as they are knocking on the door here once again. Petrotoni with two touchdowns today, and Bavar with the other. They'll hand off to Bavar. He wants daylight. Bowling his way forward, hits the pile. I think the Bulldogs might have held him out, but he'll go down right at the line. So it's going to be a third and inches.
And I believe that'll probably be the last play of this quarter, and we'll switch the ends of the field here, and we'll see what the Bobcats have right off of the bat and fourth.
So after three, it's BG leading Delhi 24-6. But BG is knocking on the door once again. They will have a third and goal when we come back on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter, and Bainbridge-Guilford's going to have a third and one, and it's right on the Delhi goal line. But start of the fourth quarter, BG with a 24-6 edge over Delhi. Nick Petrotoni got his second touchdown in the third quarter, and Christian Aloisio scored on a fake punt for Delhi to get us to this score. And so this will be a third and one here for the Bobcats. Here is Hallequist. He's going to hand off to Bavar, pushing the pile forward, and Bavar is in. A touchdown for Bainbridge-Guilford, and they will push the lead back up another 6 points.
Yeah, nice little play off the tackle and end spot for Bavar to get the 6 points for the Bobcats and add to the scoring.
And so we'll see Hallequist come in for the extra point. So now Petrotoni and Bavar, each with two touchdowns today for BG.
Yep.
So Bavar, his first one was about a two-yard run, and this one was about a three-yard run.
And if this is good...
Hallequist with the kick. It is up, and it is good.
He has the equivalent of a touchdown and an extra point
without
a touchdown.
So Trevor Hallequist now is 4-for-4 on extra points, and he had the 33-yard field goal as well, so that tallies up to 7.
Yep.
So 31-6, BG on top of Delhi will step away. Tim Cutting and Nate Lull here on CDO.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At three great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together. From designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. And you'll find one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three Catalog Outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
31-6 as Bainbridge-Guilford scores on their first play of the fourth quarter, which was about a third and goal. Ben Bavar, his second touchdown of the day as he punched it in. And the Bobcats still in control here on the road at Delaware Academy, now just one quarter away from moving to 2-0 on the season for head coach Israel Lormer.
Yeah, real good start for the Bobcats this year, and they're really doing a nice job in today's game. And again, like we said before, you know, having that extra week is a huge thing.
Yeah, when you talk about it, I mean, they had 14 days pretty much to prepare. And talking to Coach Lormer this week, he said, in my 20 years of either being an assistant or a helper or a head coach, I've never had that much time to prepare.
Well, not only that, to get healthy.
Yeah,
very
true.
If you had some injuries or something, you know, and you get an extra week just to recover.
Hallequist kicks this one deep. Aloisio will field it at the 5-yard line. Does a little 360 spin, but he's brought down by Bavar, and that goes back to about the 15-yard line, and that is where Delhi will start their drive here in the second quarter. or the, excuse me, the fourth quarter.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Looks like we might have a Delhi. Yes, sir, just hands on knees. Like Nate said before, it is really hot on the field, even though there is a breeze going through the press box. The field is right in the sun, and these kids are really sucking up some air right now and
water like they can. You can see both sides have, you know, guys getting water any chance they get, hands on their knees, and, you know, they're probably ready for this game to be done as soon as possible, as both sides certainly look tight. But, hey, that's going into the contest. BG said that's what they were going to try to do, is wear out Delhi. They thought maybe they were in a little bit better shape for what, you know, whatever reason that the coaching staff saw on film. So here is the direct snap. Look like it's going to go right to Kraft. Yes, it is. He's going to take off to the right side. Kraft moving forward, and a good run here. He's going to maybe pick up the first down. Got at least 9 or 10 yards for Nate Kraft.
Yeah, that's, I tell you what, that's such a great play with him in the Wildcat snap look, and he absolutely just takes the ball and takes two or three guys with him for the next four or five, the last 4 or 5 yards to get the first down.
9 times out of 10, that first guy is just not really going to be able to bring him down. It's going to take either two guys or, you know, he trips or something.
Depending on who it is, they might be shaking in their boots seeing that guy come at him. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I've got to hit him. Now, where do I hit him? I'm going to hit him low, and hopefully his knee doesn't drive my head back. And, you know, I mean, it's like...
Well, we've seen a few times today where he turned the corner, and someone kind of just gingerly tried to bump into him for a tackle, and it didn't work very well.
Not going to work.
Now Kraft is under center here. Underway in the fourth quarter. BG leading Delhi 31-6. Fumble on the play. I believe BG might have that one. Yes, they do. They are going to recover it about their the Delhi 25-yard line. The snap couldn't get to Kraft cleanly, and it's the third fumble recovery of the day for the BG Bobcats.
Yeah, that was it. I didn't quite catch it all the way, but it looked like the snap never got off the ground, and Kraft couldn't handle it.
And so. BG was crashing hard, so... They got in there really quick, really fast.
So 3 fumble recoveries and an interception.
And an interception.
Turnover, 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 turnover.
So it is, it's been a long day there, because when Delhi has had good long drives, they've moved the ball well, and then just either penalties or turnovers has hurt. So we hit 11:05 to go, fourth quarter. Again, in case you're just joining us, Bainbridge-Guilford has been in control today. They lead 31-6. All started on the first play of the game, a 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Fumble here by BG on first and 10, but scooping it right up was Garrett Ives. Falls on it, falls forward for maybe a yard.
Yeah, and they actually have a second-string offense in there. I wasn't sure who the back was, the quarterback, but it looked like number 7. Not Trevor Holiquist. Looks like Trevor's done for the day.
Holiquist and Bavar are on the sideline on the far side, so we'll see who steps back in here at quarterback for the BG Bobcats. Smart move.
Number
I think
7
if you're
would
BG.
Be Evan Heiser, right?
Yep. So it does look like Evan Heiser is the junior quarterback, maybe the future for BG.
Mm-hmm.
Heiser is a QB, fumbles this one, falls on it. So the second string offense here having a couple of little hiccups, and this will drive them back for a third and long coming up for BG.
Yeah, definitely got to figure that out. And then, you know, if they don't get the first down and they turn the ball over on downs, I'm sure they'll be over on the sideline working on that.
So 10 minutes to go, fourth quarter. As that clock continues to run, it's going to be a 3rd and 15. So they're waiting to get the play from the sideline here. And we'll see if Heiser can get a clean snap and get a playoff. So 31-6, Bainbridge-Guilford on top of Delhi. Delhi scoring their first points of the afternoon in the third quarter. So here is Heiser in the shotgun. Man is in motion. Heiser gets this one, but Delhi crashing in hard. But breaking through the line there was Nick Petrotoni. He's able to scoop up probably about 5 yards on the play.
Yeah, nice little play right there. Got a nice little gain on the second down, or third down, excuse me. It'll bring up fourth down and a long 8.
So Holiquist is going to come back in the game here.
Maybe trying a field goal.
That's what I'm wondering. Ball is at about the 23. And I think he is.
Yeah, this is going to be close.
So Heiser is going to hold. Holiquist is going to kick. He's going to be kicking from about the 29.
Yeah, this will be a 39-yarder.
So about a 39-yard field goal for Holiquist. This one is up. It has the distance. It is through and good. Trevor Holiquist with another field goal with 8:55 to go in the fourth quarter, about a 39-yarder. And that gives BG a 34-6 lead. We'll talk some more about that when we come back. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
39-yard field goal for Trevor Hallequist after another fumble by Delhi gives BG a 34-6 lead. Gullough is going to field this kickoff here from Hallequist. Work his way out to the 30, to the 40, stays in bounds to the 45, and finally tackled out at the 48. Great run back there by Eric Gullough.
Yeah, good run back. He caught the ball about the 10-yard line and almost got to the 50. Absolutely fantastic running right there.
One more layer, and he was really going to be into the open. So 8:44 to go, fourth quarter. It is BG 34 and Delhi 6, and the Bobcats have looked impressive. So we've seen a couple of really good teams the last few weeks with Sydney, Green, Deposit Hancock, and now BG, who looked like very solid across the board.
Yeah, they definitely have done a nice job today, that's for sure.
So Delhi waiting as penalties and turnovers have been costly today, but this is a team that could make some noise, you can tell, with some of the weapons that they have. Here is Kraft. He's going to be in the Wildcat direct snap. He's going to drop back. Kraft wants to throw again, and the lefty tosses one up in the air. Oh, right through the hands of Eric Gullough, and it falls down to the field incomplete.
Not the most perfect-looking style of throwing the ball, but it was effective. It hit him right in the two.
Yeah,
and
gets there.
The young man should have caught the ball, but dropped to the ground incomplete, second down.
So Gullough can't hold on to that one, and it'll be second and 10 here for the Delhi Bulldogs as they are out at midfield, still in their own territory, but just about a yard away from the 50 as they go right to left. They're in the maroon with the white trim here today. BG is in the white tops, the navy blue pants, and the navy blue helmet. Waiting for the snap, and this time Griswold is back in. He's going to toss one over the middle, and it's complete to Will Brannigan, who catches it in BG territory and works his way down to the 25. Great play by Brannigan.
Yeah, they brought the quarterback back in again, and nice throw right in the slot, right up the hash mark, and nice pass and catch, and first down for the Bulldogs inside their inside the Bobcat 30.
So Griswold to Brannigan. And DA is knocking on the door here again of the BG red zone. So a 25-yard pass play there for the Bulldogs. Griswold in the shotgun again, drops back to pass. Looks to get away from some pressure here, tosses over the middle and incomplete. Knocked down as it looked like Evan Heiser got a hand on it for BG.
And quarterback, I'm pretty sure, thought he got a face mask on that because he turned and looked at the official because he got his, like he was almost going to be looking out his ear hole there.
So 8 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Griswold trying to get some more points on the board here for the Delhi Bulldogs. Been an exciting doubleheader weekend as we did Sydney and Green last night over at Green Central School with Sydney escaping to move to 3-0 with a 28-22 victory. That was fun.
Very, very exciting game.
Griswold is in the shotgun. Drops back on a second and 10, throws across, and the pass is complete on that far side. Good for a first down to Noah Shambaugh.
Shambaugh and Griswold on that play. I mean, that pass couldn't have been any more perfect. I mean, it had to be where it was, and nice catch by Shambaugh and a first down inside the 10-yard line. Goal to go.
Brannigan and Shambaugh with back-to-back very nice catches there for DA as they're showing they're not afraid to go to the air. Clock moving down to 7:40 to go in the fourth quarter here at Dave Kelly Field, home of the Delhi Bulldogs. BG on the road leading Delhi, though, 34-6.
Just like on the offensive side of the ball, I do believe the second-string defensive back crew is in there right now, so maybe why they're having a little bit more success.
Griswold with Aloisio in motion and a flag on the play, and this one's going to be against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, I think he just turned upfield just before the snap, and that got him right away.
And so, again, the story of penalties continues to hurt Delaware Academy today along with the turnovers. Four turnovers, three fumbles, and an interception has really allowed BG to take advantage.
And then really untimely penalties, too. I mean, they've had a couple times where they've gotten really nice gains on pass plays or whatever, and then you have somebody, ineligible receiver downfield was one that I remember that cost them in the second half.
So a first and 14 it will be for the Delhi Bulldogs. We just are about to hit 7 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. So Kraft is under center again. Two wide receivers to the right, two to the left. And Gullo is alone in the backfield. Going to try to fake it and hand off. And Kraft slipped as he was going around the corner, lost the ball, fell on it. Loss of yards on the play there for the Bulldogs.
So second down and a long ways to go to the end zone.
It's actually Warren Pardee
who was in the
backfield there. And faked the handoff to him, but again, Kraft couldn't quite hold on to it. So second and 18 coming up after the loss of yards on the fumble. So the clock moving down to 6:35 to go fourth quarter. Second and 18 for the Bulldogs as the play comes in with Kraft from the sideline from head coach Mike Tracy.
I'd like to run that wildcat look with Kraft. I noticed that they're starting to do that a lot more, but...
Ball is on the BG-19 as the maroon and white are going right to left. Here is the shotgun snap. It's going to go right to Kraft. Kraft's going to hit the pile, finds a little hole. He's down to the 15, to the 10, leaping over a couple of tacklers, and he's going to get all the way down to the goal line here. And this should be a third and short coming up for the Delhi Bulldogs.
Yeah, 270 just leaped. Oof. I heard you say that, and I was like, and that's exactly what he did. He did. He just hurdled the guy in front of him, and when you expect he's going to go right through you, he goes over top of you.
Well, for how big he is when he...
Oh, he's an athlete.
When he's in the low post in basketball, he's got some great moves. He's quick, so he can certainly make some things happen, and he did on that play. It's going to be a third and three officially for Delhi. They are just a couple of yards away from cashing in for maybe their second touchdown of the day. The first one was by Christian Aloisio on a fake punt in the third quarter. 5.5 to go in the fourth. BG leading 34-6 on the road here against Delhi. Pardee is in the backfield. Looks like it'll be a direct snap here to Kraft. There's the hike. They'll get it to Kraft. He's going to hit the pile and walk into the end zone for a Delhi Bulldogs touchdown. With 5:14 to go in the fourth quarter, Kraft gets his first score of the day for DA. It's 34-12.
Yeah, real nice play right there, and I'll tell you what, I continue to do that because it's working very nicely right now for Delhi with Kraft in as the Wildcat quarterback, and he's just taking the ball right at him, and they're not able to bring him down.
So Kraft with the run. It's 34-12 now. And it looks like they will attempt the extra point here with Warren Pardee. First one that they tried was unsuccessful after the first touchdown. We'll see what happens this time. We've seen some great kicking today by BG's Trevor Hallequist. DA trying to return the favor. This one is a line drive up, and it is good from Warren Pardee. So with 5:14 to go in the fourth quarter, it's BG on top of Delhi, 34-13. We'll be right back. Saturday afternoon football on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
This coming winter season, let Mirabito keep life affordable. Mirabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. you'll discover an option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
After a Nate Kraft touchdown with 5:14 to go in the fourth quarter, it's BG on the road leading Delhi 34-13. And it's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you today on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. So we'll have a ton more games this high school football season, so mark the calendar every Friday night and some select Saturdays when the matchup and the time is right. And this was our first doubleheader of the year in week three, and it's been a lot of fun so far. A great game last night and a fun game this afternoon. And we'll see if Delhi, after scoring, will try to go with the onside kick again here, Tim.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here. It looks like they're doing the same thing Green did last night, coming right out of it and hitting it.
So they will try the onside kick. It hit a BG player. It's at the bottom of the pile, and let's see what the officials say. Of course, both teams are pointing in their direction, and they will say that BG fell on it at midfield.
Wow.
Coming off the bottom of the pile was John Castle.
John Castle made a nice recovery right there because it sure looked like the Bulldogs had a good beat on it, and they were going to come up with it. But Castle, I think, won the wrestle at the bottom.
Yeah, it sure did. It looked like it hit a BG player and then popped free, and that the first Delaware Academy player that got his hand in there looked like he was going to have it. But Castle must have won the fight at the bottom of the dog pile on that one. So 5:12 to go here in the fourth quarter, and the first-string offense is back in now for BG. Here's Hallequist on a 1st and 10. Hallequist is going to hand off to Ben Bavar, cuts it up the middle to the 45, back outside to the right side, and he goes down after a gain of about 6 yards. And this could be a play here by the BG coaching staff saying, okay, let's chew this last 5 minutes up and get out of here with a victory.
Yeah, and the only thing is you just don't want anybody to get hurt in this situation, because obviously you've got a good football team out there right now and you've got a good start to your season. You'd hate to see one of your key skill players go down with an injury at this point in time in the game.
Yeah, we'll knock on wood for that and hope that everybody on both sides stays healthy here for this last 4.5 minutes. Hallequist on a 2nd and 3 in the shotgun, quarterbacking for BG. Turzo is in motion. They'll get the handoff to him, first down and more, pushing the pile down to about the 35-yard line with Alan Turzo, the junior. First down, and they move the chains for the Bobcats.
Gotta love it when you watch those little backs and they get behind those big linemen and they put their hand right in the middle of that big lineman's back and say, get going, big guy. I'll follow you all the way down the field.
And BG seems to have a stable of running backs of the smaller size that can just disappear in between some of those blocks and really find some holes, as we've seen from Petrotoni and Bavar today.
Well, and that's definitely a good point, Nate, because I'll tell you what, they're definitely undersized here today. And they're definitely doing a good job. The line, offensive line, is doing a fantastic job holding their blocks just for that second or two that your back needs to get through the line of scrimmage, and then they're off to the races.
3:35 to go, 1st and 10 here for BG as they go left to right. Ball is on the 37. They'll hand off and try to go up the middle here with Garrett Ives, and he's wrestled down after a gain of about 2 yards. You'll want to stay tuned during the post-game show. We'll give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands, and the Catalog Outlet. A lot of different options for us out here in this Saturday afternoon classic to choose from. It's never easy. We had trouble last night,
yeah,
too.
No, last night was tough, yeah.
Just, you know, you get a game where 6 or 7 guys make an impact, 3 awards. Sometimes it can be hard to choose.
That's why I always bring up the donuts.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
It always works on Monday.
Yeah, I'm sure any of these.
How's that
guys,
work, by the way?
Any of these guys? Well, I still haven't. I haven't made that delivery yet.
Oh,
so
okay.
We did say we'd have to get some guys some donuts last week that certainly earned it. Hand off to Turzo here on a 2nd and 7. Cuts to the outside. Gain of about 3 or 4 up the right wing side, and that'll keep the clock moving down to 2.5 to go. You know, anytime you bring food with our Chobani Awards last year or the Moe's Awards that we did, boy, oh, boy, those things don't last long.
No, I bet they don't.
Especially around hungry athletes.
I bet they don't. I mean, you walk in with a case of probably what you bring is like a case of yogurt,
yep,
or whatever.
Case of yogurt, yeah. It's gone.
Yeah, bye.
Yep. Once in a while, they'd say, all right, I snuck away from the guys. Let's hide this somewhere so I can at least get some home, you know. So
yeah, it's funny.
third and three.
What did you give them to Moe's?
We had gift cards.
Oh, cool.
So, you know, we had a Moe's MVP of the week. As Bavard takes the handoff here, he'll get the first down and knock his way down to the 20-yard line. Yeah, we did that during baseball and softball season. We just had a Moe's MVP of the week. They got a $25 gift card, and then if an athlete from your school won, you could go and get a discount on
nice.
A meal.
Cool.
So, boy, we'd have the whole bus stopping on the way home from a game,
yeah,
and everybody was showing up for some Moe's last year.
That would
so.
Be my wife's favorite award, I can tell you that right now. She loves Moe's.
It's a great place to go, and, you know, we'll have a bunch of...
Welcome to Moe's.
Oh, yeah. We'll have a bunch of new awards this year as well, which I think are going to be fun. So, always something happening at CDO with our sports awards. As a first and 10 after that run by BG, and the clock approaching 1 minute to go, and the Bobcats on top 34-13. And BG will move to 2-0 on the season, as it looks like BG had to take a timeout here as there was a little confusion on the play.
Yeah, I'm not sure. No, actually, I think they just took a delay of game. I think they're getting ready to just do the old victory position and kneel on the ball and get out of Dodge with a victory here today.
You know, never easy to come over the hill and take on Delhi, as, you know, they live for Saturday football here. And so the Bobcats, good job to come in here, and they controlled it from the opening kick. First and 15 to go as Hallequist comes out of the game. Heiser's going to come back into QB. They'll hand off to Petrattoni. He's roped down in the backfield as we hit a minute to go. And a good tackle there by Preston Van Wee in the backfield.
Preston Van Wee was not fooled by that play. It was that little scissors cutback by Petrattoni, and that pretty close to the play that he had a real big gain on early in the first quarter, and he said, no, sir, you're not going around the end on me. Good job, young man.
Clock moves down to about 30 seconds to go, and it looks like BG might get one more playoff here, or maybe they'll just take a knee. A good victory today here by the Bobcats, as they will just take a knee. 34-13 looks like it's going to be our final score as the clock hits 20 seconds to go. Tim, your thoughts on an impressive victory today for Bainbridge Guilford?
Yeah, absolutely. Showed us a lot today. Saw a lot of different things. Different backs were carrying the ball. We saw some nice throws. And we saw another weapon, and that's a kicker. And Trevor Hallequist did a real nice job doing that today.
So BG improves to 2-0. Delhi falls to 0-3, but they will host their rival Walton here. They're going to bring in lights for that game next Friday. That's always a big week, no matter what either team's record is. Actually, both teams will come in 0-3 as Walton falls last night at Deposit Hancock. So that'll be very interesting over
first
here.
First win of the season, one of those teams will have.
One of those teams is going to pick up a victory next weekend. But our final here is BG 34 and the Delhi Bulldogs 13. We're coming back with our post-game show and our awards on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At three great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together. From designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. And you'll find one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three Catalog Outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back one last time here to Delaware Academy as the BG Bulldogs pull off a 34-13 victory over the Delhi Bulldogs. The BG Bobcats with a victory over the Delhi Bulldogs. So a good win here today for BG, Tim.
Yeah, absolutely. They played very well right from the get-go with the opening kickoff. You know, they set the tone right off the bat.
So BG moves to 2-0 on the season. Let's quickly run through our scoring recap for today's game. It started with the opening kickoff. Nick Petrotoni took it back 90 yards to the house, and a Trevor Hallequist extra point was good. 7-0 for BG. After a fumble from Delhi, Hallequist gets a 35-yard field goal to go through for a 10-0 lead for BG. Second quarter, Hallequist handed one off to Ben Bavar for a 1-yard touchdown run. Extra point was good by Hallequist. 17-0 at the halftime break. Third quarter, they made it 24-0 as Petrotoni got a 15-yard run up the left wing. Another kick from Hallequist, but then Delhi wouldn't go quietly. They answered back. Christian Aloisio takes a pass off a fake punt for a 40-yard TD catch. The extra point was no good, but Bainbridge Guilford was able to answer right back. Ben Bavar, his second touchdown of the day, a 3-yard run, and another Trevor Hallequist kick. And then the second field goal of the day, this one 39 yards for Hallequist, gave BG a 34-6 lead. Delhi would cap off the scoring with Nate Kraft, a 3-yard touchdown run, and the kick was good there. So that brought up our final score of 34-13. So between a strong running game and Trevor Hallequist's leg, a good day for BG.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, we talked about it earlier. You know, you get into inside the red zone, and most teams don't have that ability to put a kid out there that can add points to it. You're going for four on four downs rather than, you know, trying to take that field goal. That's a heck of a weapon to have in Class D football.
Let's do our three awards now, starting off with the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. NBT Bank has been providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years and is proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts, member FDIC. Let's give this one today to Nick Petrotoni from BG. Got things started with that 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, ran the ball hard, and scored another touchdown later on as well.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic day for the kid, and, you know, way to start your day off with a 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, and then keep that adding to it all day long with a bunch of yards on the ground, and then all of a sudden get another touchdown. So two-touchdown day for Petrotoni, well-deserving of the award.
Second award is the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items. For the absolute lowest prices on bedding, sofas, and furniture, you can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. We'll give this one to Christian Aloisio today. Did a lot on offense, but I thought laid some good hits on defense, too.
Yeah, definitely. He's not afraid to put his head in there and make the tackle, even if it's a bigger kid, because Christian is not a real big guy, but he's not afraid to put the shoulder pads into you.
Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. This one was an easy one for us today for Trevor Hallequist. Did a nice job in his quarterback position, but when you added up two field goals and four extra points, there's 10 points right there that he put up. That's kind of the definition of our all-purpose player.
Yeah, it definitely is. And Trevor did a real nice job running the offense for the BG Bobcats today. They made the machine go. And then he just added a little extra with the extra points and also the two field goals that are, you know, 39 and 35 or whatever it was. That's pretty impressive in this area.
So BG with an impressive win over Delhi, 34-13. That's going to do it for our broadcast today. A big thank you to our producer, Jim Tomeo, back in the WCDO studios. It's been a great day, and we'll be back next Friday night. Check out WCDOsports.com. to check out our schedule to see where we are. We're still debating on a couple of different options for games next Friday night because there are a lot of good ones on the schedule. It's week four. It's starting to get interesting in the standings for all our local teams' divisions. So for Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lowell. Have a great afternoon. Thanks for listening today on CDO Sports. WCDO.